This presentation is going to prepare you to begin developing one of the most important yet often neglected business fundamentals around today, creating an online presence for your small business. Let me briefly explain what this is, why it's important for your business, and how you will use it to explode your revenue and profits. No matter what stage of development your business is presently in, all small business owners want more revenue. That is always priority number one, and quite frankly, it should always be priority number one. Sales and marketing are the lifeblood of every business, but especially so for small business owners. The key to dramatically increasing your sales and marketing results is totally dependent on your ability to attract not just more customers to your business, but more of your target customers. Creating the proper online presence is the first step to accomplishing this objective. Today, there are thousands of web development firms in all industries of varying sizes, from a one-man show to several hundred employees. There are 30 million small local businesses in the United States alone, and over 90% of them have no online marketing strategy whatsoever. Did you know that when it comes to local businesses, more than 80% of their customers use the internet frequently, and that more than half of those internet users use the internet to search for local products and services? The number of people on the internet is growing, and the number of people using the internet to find local businesses is growing exponentially, especially as mobile marketing begins to increase. But let the facts speak for themselves when it comes to the awesome power of online marketing. Presently, a stunning 97% of American internet users use the internet to shop. Most of us jump online to check out the product or service, become familiar with the features and benefits it provides, comparison shop the price, selection and warranty, and then begin to think seriously about the actual purchase. 90% of online commercial searches result in offline brick-and-mortar purchases. That's great news for retailers who have typically been slaves to offline advertising media, such as newspaper magazines, radio, and TV. Many customers today start their buying experience online and then come into the store to complete the purchase. They still like to touch the merchandise or experience the service they'll receive firsthand. 82% of local searches follow up via online store visit, phone call, or purchase. This is dependent, of course, on creating a terrific offer that matches the comfort level of your target customer. Give them the right incentive, something that removes the risk from their thought process when making the buying decision, and they will take immediate action. Now, look at the statistics as they relate to local search. 74% of internet users perform local searches, and Google confirms that 73% of all online activity is now related to local content. Most prospects still feel more secure buying locally. They reason that a local business is less likely to provide them with substandard quality and workmanship. They also realize that in the event they need to return the product or cancel the service, dealing with a local business makes this an easier process to facilitate. 66% of Americans use the internet for local search, like Google Local Search, to locate a local business. Again, we simply have a much higher comfort level buying from a local business owner. There's a much higher sense of security and a much lower perceived level of risk on the part of the consumer. So, what does this all mean? In a nutshell, marketing on the internet is not really a choice anymore. It's become a necessity in today's marketplace, especially for small business owners around the world. Online marketing today is now a multi-billion dollar business. Businesses without an online presence are missing out on a goldmine of potential customers. Naturally, there are exceptions to the rule, and marketing on the internet may not be suited for every business. However, claiming to be the exception is often a disguise for making excuses. The reality is that some small businesses fail to appreciate the revenue potential of internet marketing. Others simply fear change or put internet marketing in the "I don't have time for this" category and hope that all of this will eventually go away. Unfortunately for them, internet marketing is continuing to grow every day. There will come a time when they will lose business simply because they lack an internet presence. For many businesses, that day has already arrived. Many small businesses allow fear of the unknown to prevent them from marketing online. We have all seen online marketing scams. Even with that, people are still looking for reputable companies like yours that they can trust. We're going to help you get completely over the hurdle of understanding how to properly market your business online. Let us make you aware of the reason why businesses without an online presence are missing out on a goldmine of potential customers. First, it takes technology to compete in today's workplace. In the good old days, most small businesses lacked the resources of their large competitors. Not today. Online marketing has leveled the playing field. Now, even a small business can access much of the same technology as the giant corporations. They can tap into the revenue exploding potential of autoresponders, cater to the whims of their customers by accepting online payments, and even deliver products over the internet. Another opportunity where small business owners can quickly prosper is identifying a specific need in the marketplace that no one else is fulfilling, often referred to as a niche market. These lucrative markets are everywhere today. Prospects love to be catered to, and the business owner who discovers a specific niche market and moves in to fulfill the wants and needs of those specific prospects will quickly dominate their exclusive market. The internet has opened up all sorts of niche marketing opportunities that never existed before or were previously too expensive to exploit. Watch the commercials on TV for attorneys. Not one of them has a commercial that features their law firm. That's because no one cares they have a law firm, or that they have been around since 1421 BC, or that they're family owned and operated. Prospects only care about themselves. So today, lawyers select specific niche markets and inundate that niche with specific information that will only be of interest to those individual prospects. Their commercials ask you if you have recently taken a specific drug and then had health issues arise. If so, they say you may be entitled to mandatory compensation, and they will help you obtain that compensation. If you had taken that specific drug and then suffered health complications afterward, wouldn't you want more information about this right now? That's why these ads then send you online to download their free bad drug report, which, by the way, requires you to enter your first name and email address in order to obtain it. This allows the law firm to capture the contact information for these highly qualified prospects and begin what we call a drip campaign, which continues to follow up with each prospect in a timely manner. This is done through an autoresponder, which dispatches specific communications on an automated schedule. An autoresponder is a hands-free solution for small business prospects follow-up and only requires attention when it's set up. Once the switch is flipped on, it does all the work for you. Once this law firm captures the contact information for these interested prospects, they can then nurture them along through targeted educational marketing communications until the prospect realizes they would be a fool not to proceed with this law firm. This is the power of online marketing, and why you must have an online presence today if you ever hope to have a successful business. Another reason why businesses without an online presence are missing out on a goldmine of potential customers involves first impressions. With a professionally designed website, it's now easy for a small business on the internet to have the appearance and credibility of being a large corporation. In fact, when you understand the basic principles of persuasion marketing, a small business using these principles can actually dominate many larger corporations. Websites typically never reveal the size of the organization they represent. And why should they? After all, most prospects don't care. What they care about is what the business can do to solve their problems, fears, concerns, and frustrations that sent them to the website in the first place. If the purchase carries a high level of risk due to the nature of the product or service, such as an experimental new drug or the price is perceived to be expensive, then the size of the organization may come into play in the prospect's decision-making thought process. Creating a professional online appearance is mandatory for small business owners today, as long as their site also incorporates persuasion marketing fundamentals. We will be training you on these fundamentals as we go, since the vast majority of website developers have never received this type of training. They know how to make a website look great, but they don't have a clue what elements make a website profitable. By training you in the proper persuasion fundamentals, you will be able to provide them with the proper guidance that will result in your website having a world-class look and feel, while generating leads and sales as well. Another reason why online marketing is essential today has to do with cost. Compared to other media, the internet enables a business to advertise at considerably lower prices. It should never be considered as a total replacement for other forms of marketing, but the internet is generally much less expensive than advertising on television, radio, or in newspapers, magazines, or even direct mail. As an example, sending out a mailing to your customers will cost you around $1.50 each when accounting for printing, postage, and so on, whereas the exact same message to customers sent by email costs next to nothing. Again, the format you use will make or break your final results, and it's critical that you know and understand the basic persuasion components that can make email a highly effective marketing tool. We'll cover these critical fundamentals in future presentations and help you acquire the ability to write persuasive emails like a seasoned copywriter. Another benefit of online marketing and maintaining your online presence involves the fact that you can do business 24/7. Small business owners must begin to think on a global level. Unless you offer local services like a dentist or a chiropractor, many businesses can sell their products and services to a global audience. By automating your website, your business can operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And best of all, do so with no additional staff costs and no overtime to pay. Your prospects are online looking for solutions, products, and services every minute of the day. Placing your business online gives you the ability to position what you sell in front of this global audience of eager prospects. But what about those businesses that only serve their local area? Even local prospects don't want to take the time to drive all over town to find what they need. We live in a fast-moving world today, and it seems that we all want things to be as quick and easy as possible. The internet provides us with that luxury. It's a quick and easy way for people to access information about products and services from the comfort, convenience, and privacy of their own home. Not to mention the savings in fuel costs, the emotional savings when they don't have to fight with traffic and congestion, along with saving their precious time. Locally based businesses can usually get a free website listing in Google's local directory. Google literally has a free landing page waiting for you to develop. All you have to do is set up a free account on Google and then set up your local online presence. And every small business should be registered through Google Local. In the U.S., 77% of internet users perform a Google search every day, and many of them are searching for local businesses. This means that online business is going micro-local. The internet reads your computer's IP address, and when you search for something, provides you with local search results first. There are local search sites where you can get a free listing for your business and include your business address, hours of operation, list your specialties, show your location on a Google map, and even offer downloadable coupons to help attract new prospects. Google has something called Local Business Center, and it offers analytics so you can see how many visitors are coming to your site and where they go on your site while they're there. Google has made this very easy to do. Go to google.com/LBC. LBC stands for Local Business Center. If you already have a Google account, you can simply sign in. If not, click on the link to sign up. Next, fill out the form and continue to the Local Business Center to create your business listing. Here are some things to include that will make your free listing stand out from the competition. List your hours of operation, the types of payment you accept, and include your phone number. List your website URL. Be sure to include your keywords in your business listing title. Use your keywords in the categories as well as in your business description. Encourage honest customer reviews. Do this by providing incentives for your clients to upload a short positive review. Upload a video that highlights the many benefits your business provides. Upload photographs related to your business that reinforce your benefits. Make sure you include your street address if you have brick and mortar operation. Get creative with the remaining fields and include specific information about your business, products, and services, especially any innovations you now offer that separate your business from your competition. Create compelling offers using the coupon function and promote those special offers. Be sure you revisit the local business center frequently to check your analytics and record the various ways your clients are finding your business, as well as the terms they're using when they search for you. This allows you to fine-tune your listing and dramatically increase your lead flow. You can also list your business for free at Yahoo Local. Go to local.yahoo.com, and if you don't already have a Yahoo account, go ahead and create one. Fill out the forms with the same information you included in your Google Local listing. By creating both Google and Yahoo listings, you instantly increases your chances for showing up in local search results under your company name as well as your keywords and drive more traffic to your site. We'll demonstrate the how-tos for these in a later presentation. One of the top priorities for every small business is generating more leads. By strategically positioning your business online, you can now reach a true global audience. More countries are getting on the net each year. The great thing about the internet is it breaks down geographical boundaries and limitations. With the help of search engines, people can now locate and buy products and services from every corner of the world. This is a very important consideration for businesses that have the ability to sell globally, and you must be able to position your products and services so they appeal to the target customer most attracted to what you sell. This ties back to the earlier reference we made regarding niche markets. For example, you may sell a product that provides a certain benefit to someone in Japan, but has an entirely different benefit to someone in the UK. Obviously, your website can't be designed to appeal to each and every culture on the planet, nor should you even try, as your website would become so cumbersome, no prospect would ever take the time to attempt to navigate through it. This is where landing pages can give your small business a major online advantage. Landing pages are pages dedicated to a single purpose, such as offering specific information to your prospects, perhaps through an online video, an audio download, a free report, a white paper, a request to be mailed a CD or DVD, and so on. The landing page is typically an information capture tool, requiring prospects to provide certain key contact information in exchange for your offer. This gives you the ability to position your product or service in a multitude of ways that specifically appeal to individual niche markets or cultures, and do so at a very low cost to you in time and money. One huge advantage small business owners gain through an online presence has to do with customer feedback. The internet makes it possible to capture your prospects' information. Keeping in touch through email continues to cultivate long-term relationships. But now you can add into the mix the widespread use of discussion forums. Forums are a popular way to get quick, low-cost customer feedback, especially if you can offer a compelling incentive to them in exchange for their feedback. However, here's a critically important fact to keep in mind when asking your prospects and customers for feedback. Prospects buy based on emotion and use logic to justify their purchase. When you ask for feedback regarding your product or service, you are asking your prospects to engage their logical brain to deliver to you the requested information. For the most part, this information will be worthless to your marketing efforts. You must ask for feedback as to the benefits your prospects want to experience from the use of your product or service. What problems do they anticipate you will solve for them, and how will that solution impact their lives? That's the information you're looking to acquire. Another advantage has to do with fielding your prospects' questions. Questions that used to require an individual and time-consuming phone responses can now be answered on the internet. A website can list the answers to the most frequently asked questions or service-related questions prospects have about what you sell. This can save on phone bills and free up a lot of time and manpower. If you will sit down and write out the most frequently asked questions you typically hear every day, you will discover that there are only 10 to 15 questions that are the most common. You can then prepare written responses to these questions and position your autoresponder to deliver the proper response and automate the entire process. Think of this as your own online virtual customer service center. But consider the interactivity that is now available to all online businesses. The internet is much more powerful and dynamic than it was just a few short years ago. For example, you can now receive automatic product updates through the use of databases, automatic website content, and the ability to change your site image instantly to meet new or changing demands in the marketplace. The increasingly common use of live video and audio streaming is allowing us to not only position our products and services in front of our prospects, but also ourselves. They can see for themselves who they will be working with or purchasing from. They can get a feel for our personality and sense of humor. These are critical components when you remember that prospects buy based on emotion. Video makes them feel they know us, which in turn begins to cultivate trust, respect, and rapport. The key critical components necessary to close sales and boost profits. These and other internet services can save money and increase business efficiency. They can also open the door to exciting new marketing opportunities, especially in various niche markets. Another huge advantage that comes with an online presence has to do with the ability to test market new products or services to gauge the response by your prospects. The internet offers quick and easy ways to conduct low-cost market research. A questionnaire on a website or by email can quickly and inexpensively indicate whether a product receives a good response. What's more, different offers or marketing approaches can be easily tested using landing pages. Along this same line, small businesses can create scarcity for their offers using time-sensitive promotions. It's easy to quickly change promotions or offers online. Emails can be sent out in minutes or a website offer changed instantly. Time-sensitive promotions can involve contests, free offers, as well as product specials, and are an excellent way to attract traffic and sales to your online business. As you can see, moving your business online and establishing a solid online presence positions every small business on the exact same level as the major corporations. For those of you who haven't developed a website yet for your business, now would be a good time to start. Chances are that your local competitors already have one. Fortunately, they don't have access to our world-class online marketing resources that are proven and tested when it comes to generating leads and attracting more clients. Marketing on the internet is not a choice anymore. It's become a necessity in today's marketplace. But what many small business owners also fail to consider is this. These tools not only help you create an online presence, but they also shape and develop your brand. There are various social sites and platforms that can help you achieve this, such as Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Most of these sites are interlinked, allowing you to share and bounce around the different platforms. We'll cover the specific details for each of these in later presentations, but for now, let me give you a crash course of how these can influence your brand and online presence. Let's start with a discussion about your personal website or blog. It's important for business professionals, especially those working in the media industry, to have a personal website or blog that reflects your professional goals and experience. These are key strategies as you begin to develop your brand. These sites provide a place where all your online personalities meet. They can act as a central website where potential employers and the public can learn all they need about your professional credentials, as well as learn ways to contact and connect with you. Depending on what you sell, this should include your portfolio, resume, a professional blog that demonstrates your expertise, as well as the links to and feeds from social media sites you're active on. Don't feel intimidated by the technology behind this. It's really quite simple, as we'll make clear in future presentations. If you know nothing about blogs or websites, that's perfectly okay. Just invest a little money and have someone do it for you. Believe me, it will be worth the investment. Also, blog for other sites and expand your reach. Most blogs build their audiences slowly, and a good way for you to gain some exposure is by blogging for others. Now, are you still skeptical about Twitter? I really hope not. Twitter is very important because it brings your online presence to your audience and network in real time. It's important to remember that many small businesses are run by solo professionals, and the various social media sites can play a major role in bringing in new revenue. Twitter is the one social media broadcasting site that allows you to have an online presence throughout the day. You can keep up and connect with other professionals that have similar interests. Keep your tweets professional and make sure they add value to your followers. No one cares about what you had for lunch or that you went to the movies. Instead, share your expertise, your professional ideas, articles you're reading about the industry you're in, the blog posts you write, or the articles you're featured in. Share these, but don't be pompous and don't spam your followers with information that features only you. Focus on the process you use, not on you individually. Services like Twitter and Facebook should mainly be used to give out great information, not to sell your product or service. A good ratio to follow is to give 80% useful content and 20% making them a valuable offer. Your brand is important, but so is the community receiving your tweets. Make sure that you tweet often to keep your online presence alive. But don't do it just to do it. No one likes stale users. At the same time, no one likes users that fail to add value to their network. Quality, not quantity, is ultimately what matters. Most of all, be authentic and engage the rest of the community. Your brand will be strengthened if you put your network first. It's not all about you. It's more about your expertise. Everyone loves the expert, especially one who shares their expertise freely. It only makes them want to work with you more and pay you for your services. Although syncing your Twitter updates with your status can be an efficient way of maintaining your presence across platforms, be selective in how you do this. An effective tweet doesn't always translate into an effective Facebook status update. However, try using TweetDeck, Hootsuite, or other tools to update simultaneously. Also, keep in mind the fact that your networks on these platforms may be completely different. In the Twitterverse, you can be connected to professionals with similar interests that you have never met. Facebook has always been focused on networking and enhancing your real-life friendships, but this is also one of your strongest networks. And using Facebook to develop your brand and create an online presence is just as important as Twitter. Share and link your blog posts or articles you write with your friends. Send them to people that you know would find your content interesting or would benefit from it. Also, be consistent in the messaging within the bio blurbs and about me sections of these networks. Be personable, but make sure it reflects you as a professional. And no matter what anyone tells you, it's not about what you know, but who you know. LinkedIn is your active social resume. It's Facebook for professionals and much more. Use this network and make connections with your colleagues, former classmates, business partners, etc. The more people that know what you do, the more they can refer business to you. What I often find is that professionals don't take advantage of using LinkedIn or maintain it. They simply create the profile and expect magic to happen. Building a strong network takes a lot of work and a real desire to stay in touch with people that could have a business proposition for you, a job, or simply some professional advice. Also, make sure that your profile is complete. Update your status regularly, reply to message promptly, and engage in your network by replying to threads and discussions and statuses. Posting discussion topics around a specific niche market can be quite effective in engaging people, and you ultimately leave your mark. Don't just update your status and expect people to come to you. Seek them out. Remember that the appearance of your profiles on social networks strongly reflects on your character. Hopefully, this presentation has given you some additional insight on establishing your presence online. The key to dramatically increasing your revenue and profits is totally dependent on your ability to generate more leads and attract more customers to your business. Creating the proper online presence is your first step to accomplishing this objective.